Randall.
Good evening.
Evening.
You're the first.
Okay.
Have you heard from Hannah today?
No.
Okay. We'll give it a few more minutes.
Okay.
Randy, they sound like they're in in pain.
No, they're not in pain. They want me to come upstairs.
Okay.
Sometimes wild dogs, like wolves, when one of the pack leaves and goes hunting, they will sound like that. And that's kind of like a send off and to let the wolf that goes off know where to come back.
Right.
So that's what they're telling me, that they're there and I need to come back.
Martha.
Good evening.
Okay, I can do it now.
Good evening.
It's a little hectic.
Excuse me?
I was listening to the dogs.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Yudula Chumiha, La. Aleph Gimel Yutah Sadi. Kabirinat Amcha Sagbenu Baharenu Nora Ufreshayim Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Hudha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kafshin Sarchem Zacharem Rachame Sitacha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel Hasin Kadosh Zerov Tucha Nael Adatach Pet Kufet Pet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Bezayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Dalumo Shinkufaut Tadiyutaf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apaim, Berav Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, Bechata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Erchimu Hilu Udhilu Erchimu Liyakta Lashem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneinan Dekucha Berichu koma de'aved le'ela witata Kolayu kishot bi'ovada dikshot Ve'leid lach mila bi'alma divaye barnash Ledach ya'leya mineya ulan haga Heya kalana dehakulu ovada Ikshot inun wikola istiris Hi alma We're going to connect now to the energy of the year 5774 that has the energy of peace in the Middle East. The verse comes from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amili Yisrael untati v'shakam kata v'lo yergaz Ud v'lo yosifu v'ne avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. The eighth verse of the Anabatoth we say in a whisper. Today's handout is available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column, which connects to the Parasha of Bo, and then Section 5A, which will start at Pasuk 104. I shortened the beginning process tonight primarily because we have a lot of verses to cover, and while I don't think we're going to complete the section, still I'd like to cover as many as we can in the time we have available. So verse 104. Od patach ve'amar bereishit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz et hayamina tikol kudsha barichu ve'et ha'semala olifna desata kudsha barichu yamineya Uvarayat Shemaya Visata Shema Semala Uvarayat Ara Haiditi Vafyadi Yasta Eretz Vimini Vicha Shemaim Bore Aniel Alehem Yamdu Yachdav. The translation he again opened the discussion saying, in the beginning Elohim created the heavens and the earth. The first et is the right hand of the Holy One, blessed be He, and that et, the, is His left hand. I learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, stretched His right hand, which is Chesed, and created the heavens, and stretched His left hand, which is judgment, and created the earth. This is the meaning of, my hand also has laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand has spanned the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. My commentary. Rabbi Shimon is opening a different explanation to our discussion and earlier questions. Eventually, we will see how these two openings become reconciled. Pasuk 105. Mahu yamdu yachdav sod shemaya v'yara Lahu haki ela yamina usmala deinun et ve'et v'heyach yamdu yachdav v'zot ha'hiyo Tishalta befaldut lelia diklila et bazot. The translation. He asks, what is the meaning of the verse? They stand up together. And he answers, if you think that these are heaven and earth that are Zerantin and his nukva, it is not so. They do not stand together. Rather, they are right and left, separate, which are the et and the et, as mentioned above. Therefore, the verse says they stand up together. How do they stand together? By means of this, which is malchut, that rules at midnight. For when et, which is chesed, is combined with this, which is malchut, so they stand together. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining the central column, which consists of the balance point and has a right and a left joined as one. Pasuk 106. Kitane nan kitiv et hakol asa yafe beito et hadiamaran hakol kada'a vashem beirach et Abraham bakol betana dehiyo kitradit kire Zot diklila me'et ve'et usalta Befalgut le'ya v'itrein sitrio Ferachamei v'dina rachamei d'Yisrael V'dina le'amin akom. The translation, we learn that it is written, he has made every, the Hebrew word is kol, thing beautiful, in its time. Et means chesed of Zeranpin, as we said. Kol is as is said, and Hashem blessed Abraham in all, the Hebrew word is kol, in all things. We learn that kol is the sephirah that is called his, this, namely malchut, that includes et, as mentioned earlier, and rules at midnight in two aspects, mercy and judgment. Mercy for Israel and judgment for the heathen nations. And the scripture says he has made et kol, so that they would be united together. Beautiful in its time, namely at midnight. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. The Hebrew phrase et kol has the meaning in translation as all of the Hebrew letters includes everything, or the Shekhinah is everything. Pasuk 107. Patach Rabbi Chiyayo ve'amar ini nicha kameya demar denema had mila alma diatena ketiv vayhi bachatzi belaila washem hika kol bekor Ba'aretz Mitzrayim u'mehai de'amar mar ishtama de'hai Pesuka behahu milata wanan Orcha itachta kaman lemeite Lemishal kaman. The translation, Rabbi Chiya opens the discussion saying, if it please my master, I will say one thing, why I came. It is written that it came to pass that at midnight Hashem smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from this thing that Sir said, it is understood that this passage is also explained in that manner. As for us, the way was propitious before us to come and ask before you. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. As a student of Kabbalah, can you apply Pasuk 106 to Pasuk 107 and understand what is said by Rabbi Shia? Pasuk 108. Patach Rabbi Shimon, we amar mi kashem Eloheinu hamagdihi. Le Shabbat we gomer mi kashem Eloheinu. Desalik patach Rabbi Shimon, we amar. Mikai Hashem Aloheinu Amagbihi Veshabet Wigomer Mikashem Eloheinu Vesalik Beit Atar Leit Yeshua Vekitra Ila'a Kedisha Behiru Alko Butsine Dinaharu Beetrin Beetrin Hamashpili Lirot Dinahit Bekitro Bekitra Bekitra Benazara The Mizra Min Hiya Min Hiru The Nihiru Mibotsina The Votsina Liashkeha The Ilain Leta Tain Aidikti Vashem Mishamaim He shekif al b'nei Adam v'gomer. The translation. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion saying, who is like Hashem our Elohim? Who is enthroned on high? Meaning, who is like Hashem, our Elohim, who is there on Din, that ascends in his crown to settle in the holy upper crown, which is Bina, which illumination is above all the shining lights, crowns, and wreaths. For all the Mohin in the world are drawn from Bina, and yet looks far down, descending in his Sephiroth from crown to crown. Meaning from the fright column of Bina to his own right, from diadem to diadem, from the left column of Bina to his own left, from illumination to illumination, from the central column of Bina to his own central column, from luminary to luminary, from Malchut of Bina to his own Malchut, to supervise over the upper beings in the heavens, and the lower beings on earth. This is the meaning of Hashem looked down from heaven upon the children of man. My commentary. This pasuk only becomes clear with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. It is good to contemplate this pasuk as it is describing the workings of the spiritual system, including the balance point between light and dark. Pasuk 109. Tachatzi ketiv vayehi, vachatzi balayla, tachatzi bibayei, Leia o kachatzut, Jacob not Amar Moshe. Vehi kema de amre. Avra na de la yemrun. Itzdag nine. Paro Moshe badai hu ha pishokusha. Beitreya kaimya. The Gigavine de Asilu Yisrael Yemrun Haki Had Dahi Haki Hawaleya Lame Marvi Omer Moshe Kachatzot Halaila Amaika Amar Ko Amar Hashem Wigomer, Kemadela Iskevan, Iha Moshe Amar, Adakor Hashtecha, Asher Achar, Harachamim, Vilahawa Hakiela, Adakor Hishbi, Asher Babet Hachor, Akapa Afilu Yisrael Name Imron Haki Dehala Eat Barun Mile Tilat Dehu Amar Mishma Defat Rona Dahatzot Upti Vayehi Bahati Hala The translation. Come and see. It is written, and it came to pass that at midnight, it should have said approximately midnight or about midnight, as Moses had said, and you may contend, as the friend said, that this is because the astrologers of Pharaoh might say that Moses was a liar, because it is impossible to determine the exact moment of midnight. So the difficult question remains in three forms, and even the children of Israel will agree. One, if so, it should have said, and Moses said about midnight. Why does it say, thus says Hashem, if Hashem said at midnight? No matter how punctual he will be, they will not blame Moses, but rather the master, because he said, thus says Hashem. Second reason, Moses said, even to the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill. Yet it was not so, but to the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon. Regardless, even Israel will agree that he is a liar, because these things did not occur exactly as he said. Number three, he said in the name of the master about midnight, but it is written, and it came to pass that at midnight, and not about midnight, as Moses said. My commentary. Is Moses a liar? Of course not. What is the meaning of this pasuk? It's actually not clear to me yet. Pasuk 110. I'm actually going to stop here. I know we have plenty of time left, but my eyes are beginning to close, so I apologize. Tomorrow morning at 7 Pacific time, we will have a Psalms class. And then Motzi Shabbat at 6 o'clock, we will do Havdalah as a community, and at 7 o'clock, another Zohar class. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom and Shalom Gadol.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom.